from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Deacon Corey Sanders, age 43 at the time of this interview.
Mother and father was typical parents. You know, they were strict. They wanted the best for me. What I did after grade school was be a typical boy getting in trouble, and I had to learn a big part of life the hard way. I went away to prison straight after high school, and that's where I learned a lot of my lifestyle experiences. A lot of people don't realize until it happens to them or someone close to them. I wanted to be hard-headed. I ran around with guys that was getting money. I was 19 years old. You know, I made my bed hard. I had to lie in it. I got caught up in a matrix that wasn't totally mine. Back then in 1991, 92, a lot of violence was going on. So when we got caught up, I was the only one that had to go to trial. They needed me to cooperate and tell on my friends at that time. And viewing the whole picture, I had a younger brother and I had a mom, and I knew the streets and I knew what would happen if I was to cooperate. So I couldn't. By me not cooperating, I went to prison. I've never been arrested before, never went to Schuman. Actually, I was the first one in my family to go away, which was hard on my parents, my grandparents. By not cooperating, they sentenced me to 6 to 15 years. If I'd have cooperated, I'd have did 1 to 2. But it was a bigger picture that a lot of people didn't realize. My experience after that was coming home, proving everyone wrong, making my family proud of me for my past mistakes that I've made, wanting to be the man in the streets running around with the wrong crowd. See, a lot of people don't realize when you grow up, life has a penalty. And one of the penalties that I had to pay was going away to prison. While I was there, I got myself together, got more centered with God, went to school there, got my barber license there. While I was still in prison, I had my goals written down. So after doing 6 years, I opened up my own business within a year and a half of being home. I own a barbershop, beauty salon, and a hair supply store. My experience in prison was very vital to how I am now. Like I said, I was 20 years old. So you figure 21 all the way. I didn't come on until I was 27. So God works in mysterious ways, though, because at that time, he removed me from a chessboard that I thought I was an important piece back then. So he can turn anything bitter into sweet. I was talking to some older guy who knew me. He was actually a lifer, and he saw how angry and how rebellious I was acting. So he pulled me to the side one day and he told me words that I will never forget. And that's when I turned my life around. He told me, young buck, look here. Two things is going to happen to you in this world. You know, you're either going to do this time or you're going to let this time do you. You better pick and choose which one you want to do. And from that day, I enrolled in a barber school. My life is blessed today. When you get older and you sit back and then you start looking over at your life and you start seeing like a lot of the mercy and the grace that was surrounding you and all the extra prayers that your grandparents and family members pray for you, you'll realize that you're definitely blessed, because you have to look back and see what God brought you through and allowed you to become. I'm a deacon of my church. I try to tell everybody that everything that you get is all from mercy and grace. So for real, life is not yours. You're just borrowing your time. So you're supposed to try to live it to your fullest and try to make least mistakes as possible. But like I said, mistakes is a part of life. Mistakes grow you, mature you. So always stay hungry. You know, if someone tells you you can't do something, try to prove it for yourself. You know, give ear to everybody. A lot of adults, they talk to you and they try to teach us so we don't have to learn a lot of mistakes. But mistakes build character as long as you grow from them. So my whole thing is, if you make a mistake, and mistakes is all right, some is more harsh than others, but try to always focus on what it is and try to get something out of that. And that will grow you as an individual. That will build your own character and your own demeanor. And then you take off like a rocket from there.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Noah Bivens and Terrell Stanford. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.